www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Satana Musa Musie Cho Cho. Satana Musa Musie Cho Cho. Satana Musa Musie Cho Cho. Satana Musa Musie Cho Cho.
Is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK, and honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
News, your global link.
President Hichilema maintains that former president Isio must be buried in Zambia. Inflation eases to 6.8% for month of April, and at least 20 people feared dead after boat capsizes in Uganda. Good evening, with the main news, I'm Christabel Kamuno. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over public claims suggesting that he has an interest in the remains of former President Edgar Lungu for alleged witchcraft purposes. President Hichilema dismissed the allegations as false, stating that neither he nor his family believe in witchcraft. Speaking when he featured on Kitwe's Radio Ichengalo today, the head of state explained that government's involvement in the matter is solely aimed at ensuring that the late former president is accorded a dignified burial with full military honors befitting his status. It is sad that some Zambians are bringing witchcraft into this matter when government whose desire is to ensure a dignified send-off, for the former head of state, said President Hichilema. He reiterated that government will continue to engage stakeholders to ensure that the former president is buried in Zambia.
How come in a Christian nation we are now talking witchcraft? We believe in witchcraft. No, HHE, Aleppo will send their body parts. What would I do with the body parts of anybody? Really speak, let's talk sense here. What would I do with that? If I believed in witchcraft myself, in the years I was being persecuted here in Kitwe, in Chingola, when we were almost killed in Chingola, I would have been hiring Angas. I have a bit of money. I would have been hiring Angas. I never went to Angas. We need to bury the sixth president and bury him in his home in Zambia. We need to give him a decent burial, a military burial, because he was the commander-in-chief.
President Hichilema also said the post-mortem conducted on the former late president was necessary following allegations of poisoning that emerged after his death. He cited the case of Zambia's first president, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, noting that despite family disagreements, at the time a decision was made to proceed with the burial in the interest of national unity, a move he commended. The president questioned why the situation should be handled differently in the current case, stressing the need to bring closure to the matter. He added that the ongoing impasse has been an embarrassing episode for both the country and the region at large.
In exchange, again, back to the management of the economy, the discussion we had earlier. These things are all connected. So we are in this situation, and I want to say to the people of Zambia, I really feel sorry about the effect of that war, of which we have no control, on a factor we were managing very well. And you have heard me say Akim before.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema has acknowledged that reducing fuel prices at the pump remains one of the key challenges facing the UPND government. The president attributed the situation largely to global factors, particularly the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, which he said is beyond Zambia's control, but continues to impact fuel prices. President Hichilema explained that prior to the escalation of the conflict, fuel prices in Zambia had begun to steadily decline due to reforms implemented in the energy sector. He noted that measures such as opening up access to the Tazama pipeline and allowing more players to participate in the fuel importation were aimed at lowering the cost of fuel. Mr. Hichilema has since urged Zambians to be patient as government works to stabilize the situation, expressing hope that an end to the Middle East conflict will help ease global oil prices. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has adjusted pump prices for diesel, kerosene and jet A1, while petrol prices remain unchanged for May 2026. Diesel has increased from 29 kwacha 78 ngwe to 33 kwacha 99 ngwe per litre, kerosene from 32 kwacha 26 ngwe to 35 kwacha 5 ngwe per litre, and jet A1 from 34 kwacha 74 ngwe to 37 kwacha 98 ngwe per litre, while petrol remains steady at 27 kwacha 15 ngwe per litre. ERB board chairperson James Banda says during the review period, international oil prices continued to rise mainly due to heightened geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Mr. Banda said that the price of petrol increased by 5%, rising from $114 per barrel in the previous pricing window to $120 per barrel. Similarly, the price of diesel increased significantly by 23% from $162 per barrel to $200 per barrel, while the price of kerosene jet AI rose by 17.75%, increasing from $169.92 per barrel to $200 per barrel. He said that in the same period, the Zambian kwacha strengthened slightly against the United States dollars, appreciating from 19 kwacha 44 ngwe to a dollar to 19 kwacha 16 ngwe to a dollar, adding that this improvement in the exchange rate moderately offset the impact of international oil prices, which would have resulted in higher domestic fuel prices. Mr. Banda said that the revised prices would take effect at midnight on 30th April 2026 and will remain in force until the next price review.